Do you hear what I hear?
I hear you.
A child. Hi, guys. Welcome back to She Show Videos After Dark. Is that sultry enough for you?
That was fine.
Okay. Yep. With your hosts, Brittany and Elizabeth.
That's right. We've been best friends for over 20 years, and we have pseudo-successfully transitioned from hot girls to retired hot girls.
You need a different word besides retired, because it sounds old. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I should take this time to point out to every listener we have out there to let you guys know that we are not doctors, nor are we psychologists. We are just curious about sex and everything that is sex.
Correct. So we are working to normalize discussions around sex, and we're going to call ourselves sexperts, but please don't try anything that we talk about at home without consulting all the proper people, including your partner, please.
So, hashtag, let's talk about it. Woo-hoo. Today's topic,
how do you turn down sex without hurting your partner's feelings?
Really easy. I just go to bed. You know what I've been thinking about? I'm like the worst person to host a sex podcast at this point in my life.
I think our fans are really grasping onto that, if we're going to be honest, because I think they're starting to feel bad for Chris Taylor. Hashtag, I'm going to start a GoFundMe for Chris Taylor, maybe to get him some sexual toys.
Okay, his money is my money. That's okay. How marriage works.
Maybe I'll do a Cash App thing where I can go pick him out some Christmas gifts, okay, that are sexual related.
Okay, listen, okay. I feel like when we talk about these things,
these things are called sex.
Any of the sex.
Okay.
Okay, you get to give the singleton's point of view. You're basically the Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh my gosh, I wanted to be the Samantha.
You can be the Samantha.
Okay.
You can be the Samantha.
Thank you.
You're a little classier, and she was old. Oh, so
you're right, I'm not old at all.
And then I feel like somehow in my life, I became the Charlotte or the lesbian. What was her name?
Oh, the red-haired one?
Yeah.
The lawyer?
Yeah. Except she dated really ugly dudes. Well, so did the other one. Either way, neither here nor there, I just feel like all my actual stories are super old, so I can only give you, like, hindsight. Yeah. I turn Chris Taylor down like this. Good night.
You're a dick.
And if his feelings are hurt,
he'll just try again tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not soft the next day, so I don't know. How do I know if his feelings are hurt? He doesn't talk about his feelings.
You're a dick. Okay. People are talking about it. You're a dick.
I've been a dick my whole life.
Doesn't Chris Taylor want you to initiate sex more often?
Yes, so he says.
Okay. So maybe after 18 years of sexual intercoursing together, you should take his advice and then initiate sex more often. I just want to toss this out there as a host of She Show Videos YouTube channel.
Yes.
She Show Videos After Dark.
Yes.
She Show Videos Instagram, TikTok, all the other social medias.
Yes.
All based on a sex podcast.
Yes.
Maybe you, as said owner, should have more sex.
I hear what you're saying, and I'll consider it.
So that's a no.
I'm in a parking lot for now.
That's a...
And I'm going to circle back at another time. I could have more sex.
You could?
I could.
You could.
I'm sure I could. But it has to be during the day. I am tired in the night.
Or when your kids aren't here.
I don't. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So let me rephrase the topic at this point.
Okay.
Okay. Let's make it more geared towards you. Okay. Have you ever initiated sex with Chris Taylor?
In my life?
And he said no.
Yes.
And how
and
did
I'm
that
pissed, just to be honest. I'm pissed.
Okay, so let me go back to my original question, because it was, how do you say no without hurting your partner's feelings?
So how does Chris Taylor say no without hurting my feelings?
Yes.
He doesn't. Because. I can hear how this might sound to others, but he specifically asked for me to initiate sex more.
Okay.
So when I compromise and initiate sex more, bitch better give me some sex. Okay? Don't try. You just trying to make me look dumb?
So what you're saying is every time you initiate sex, you want the response
yes.
to be yes.
100 hashtag yes.
Hunt it.
Yes. We're saying the same thing.
What is Chris Taylor's current ratio? What's his green light versus red light ratio? Is it like a 50-50, 70-30, 60-40, 30-70?
I would say, because I think I've said his sex drive is also much lower than it used to be. Like, he still outpaces me slightly, but not as much. I would say he is probably at a 60 yes, 40 no. That's better than half.
That's still failing. To everyone listening, a 60%
I don't know, it sounds
failing.
Like a D to me.
Nobody's laughing at that joke. Not one person is laughing but you.
60% is a D.
This is what I'm going to say to you.
Okay. Hit me.
60% is an F, first and foremost.
I think it's a D minus.
Bitch, it's an F.
It's in the range
of
F.
You're failing.
I'm not doing great.
So this is my next question. So if we were to reverse it, and every time you...
I'm pissed already.
Approached him for sex, he were to say yes 60% of the time and no 40% of the time, would you be okay with those numbers?
Well, here's what would happen.
Oh, God.
I would just not initiate anymore, and then we would be at a zero.
If he doesn't initiate and you don't initiate, nobody's having sex.
With each other. Then I'm gonna just...
Can we make it?
Invest in some new toys. And, you know what? When he says no to me, I'm gonna bust out a toy, and I'm gonna fucking diddle right in front of him. I'm gonna say, this could have been you, and I'm gonna get that little tongue toy.
The rose.
Yeah, you knew exactly what I was talking about. And I'm gonna say, watch this.
What if whenever... You say no. He got out the suction.
Maybe I should get him that for Christmas.
I'm trying to start a GoFundMe so we can get him that. So when you say no, he just goes into the bathroom says, ew, gross.
Like that?
I don't like to think of Chris
Is
Taylor.
Is this like ASMR?
I don't... Ew! Why are you so good at that noise? I have questions.
I don't know. I feel like that would be fine. Is he going to do it in the room or go to the bathroom?
He's going to do it in the room, just like your ignorant ass.
Well, I'll probably have fallen asleep by then.
Again, if you would like to contribute to Chris Taylor's GoFundMe so he can have sex on a more regular basis, please contact me immediately.
I hope your DMs start...
I hope they do,
Crimson
too.
Wave.
I hope they do, too. Chris Taylor needs some Crimson Wave in his life.
let's refocus this conversation.
Oh, okay.
Okay. How do you turn down sex without hurting feelings?
You know...
And don't say I'm tired, because that's taken.
No. Never say I'm tired, because that's just an excuse. That's not a true way to turn down sex.
I say no thank you. I'm tired.
No, you said you just fall asleep. You just start snoring. You asshole.
A combination of those things.
You're a dick. I'm going to be honest with you. My sex drive is like at a 99%. So there's really very few times that I say no. So if I say no, it's typically because you have, one, hurt my feelings, or I'm ultimately annoyed by you. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. if you're too drunk, we've talked about this before, when your partner is drunk and you are not drunk, and that person is super annoying to you, and they, like, want to touch you and be all in your face and touchy and gross, I'm like, please get off of me. And they're like, when we get home, I'm like, when we get home, I'm taking my ass to bed. And don't fucking touch me. Yeah. Yep. Don't even fucking look in my way, because it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm annoyed because you've hurt my feelings, then I'm like, bitch, don't talk to me. And then they're like, what's wrong? And then I'm like, do you not remember when you fucking insulted me? I will uppercut you. And no, you're not having sex. My Marge is off limits. Clink, clink.
What is the clink clink?
She's on lockdown. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know what that was. Clink clink.
Clink clink.
Okay.
Okay. If you could see me.
So you don't my have arms to are shut crossed. It down very often.
No.
Do you get shut down? Since your sex drive is so high, it's got to be hard to find a partner who can match that sex drive, no?
I do get shut down from time to time. And I think any way you tell somebody no, it's kind of hurtful. But then you have to say, like, so if I were to tell somebody no, so the last time I probably told somebody no, it was probably my ex-husband. So I probably would say, like,
why you gotta bring that up?
Why you gotta be so rude?
You want to roll up on him after no. we're done here?
No, I do not. I got things to do. Okay.
You're baking cookies,
bitch. I do have cookies
then
to bake.
Maybe you should bake some poison in them and we'll share them.
No.
Anyhow, I digress.
So I would say, typically it wasn't this nice. I'd probably say some off-the-wall shit. Like, if you would help out with your kid, maybe I wouldn't be so tired.
Yeah, he's a poor example because he sucks. Let's talk about someone who doesn't suck and you're just like...
Okay. So I would probably say, like, right now I'm really overstimulated from having to do X, Y, and Z. We still have to do this for my child, or give her a bath, do her hair, and then tuck her in. I can't even fathom the idea of having sex right now. So I
role play here, because I feel like he's like, let me make it better for you. How can I help? What can I do?
And then that's when the acts of service come in, because say... if he says those words to me, and then for the next hour, I have time to decompress while he's, you know.
He's getting his dick sucked.
Exactly.
Gentlemen.
So if he's like, you know what, I'll do her hair, I'll take her, give her a bath and do all this stuff, get her lunch.
You're getting me
wet. Exactly. Dang. Get her lunch back for school. You just lean back and watch some Christmas movies. Bitch, by the time you get in from tucking her in, I'm already naked and revved up. Vroom, vroom, okay?
See, I'm asleep. I'm starting to wonder.
At that point, you can wake me up. Just wake me up with a hard dick.
Oh, my God. what if you put it in your ear?
No, don't wake me up with it in my ear.
I am starting to wonder. Okay. Just walk with me on this.
I'm here.
If maybe our sex drives are different because you are... because you work out. And I'm not lying, because...
Absolutely.
Do you think that is really might be the reason? Because I might actually start working out if I think it could up my sex.
I absolutely do. It's something with the endorphins that it produces when you exercise that, like, get you in a happy feeling. And when you feel happier, you automatically, you know, get mm-hmm. bubbly, you're mm-hmm. flirty, things happen. And you want to...
I mean, I'm flirty with you, though.
Yeah, that's different, though. Mm.
I should start working out. I'm not making any promises to anybody, but I do think, because you and I track pretty well, even like with our stance on things and our opinions and mm-hmm. kind of where we stand, but our sex drives are so different.
Vastly different.
And there has to be some like underlying biological driver of that. And I'm starting to wonder if it's because you work out and I don't.
I would venture to say that is accurate.
I can tell you I'm not waking up at 4:30 in the morning. I would actually rather never have sex again in my life.
I wake up at 4:45. There's a 15-minute difference.
Okay.
Okay, there's two. Those are two different times.
You know what?
4:45 is a decent
time. You texted me at 4:32 the other day.
Sometimes I wake up in advance because, you know, my body is just naturally awake at that time.
That's sick. just absolutely disgusting.
Why? I like to get up and get at it, okay?
I don't know. I agree. I don't think there's an easy way to shut somebody down, because sex is very personal. So it's not like you can say, like, don't take it personal. It's me. It's not you. Like, then you're like, well.
It's a very vulnerable subject. Mm-hmm. So when you're basically telling your partner, no, I don't want to be intimate with you. And I think that is where we, like, some people are so, like, no, and I think that we forget as individuals that it is not just sex, it is intimacy. So mm-hmm. your husband mm-hmm. is saying, hey, I want to be intimate with you. I want to feel close to you. I want to do these things.
Are you trying to make me feel bad?
You should feel bad.
Damn, I feel a little bad.
You should feel bad.
All right. Fine.
Again, I want to remind you that you own 50% of the sex podcast. But neither here nor there.
I'm open to talking about it. Okay, and that stands true.
You should be open to having it.
I'm thinking about busting it wide open for Chris Taylor in the next week.
Put a pin on it.
Yeah. He's not here right now.
He'll be here later.
The kids are here, and it's a weekend. They're going to stay up late. There's a lot of things happening.
Okay. I'm just saying, don't toss it out of the table. Okay?
All right, fine.
Again, it's a very vulnerable subject, so just keep that in mind when you're telling somebody no. Like, just say, like, no, but this is why. Like, don't just say no and then, like, fucking roll over, because I can see your ass doing that. Like, no. And then just going to sleep. Or my show is on. That's not a good reason, bitch. Everything is recorded. Pause that shit.
That's true. I don't really watch TV, so that's not me. Plus, I have heard you can watch TV while you're having sex.
That is, I've heard that too.
So.
I don't suggest it, but I have heard
that
too.
I gotta focus. If I'm trying to get to a triple O, I cannot be watching TV. I can 100% tell you that.
I don't even look at the TV if I'm trying to get where I'm going. Mm-mm. But yes, think about that.
That's a good point.
Okay?
Okay.
He's just trying to get intimate. He's not necessarily... And of
intimate,
course...
Intimate, not into it.
Of course, especially with Chris Taylor, Mr. Head Game Up. Mm. Anyway, so he's... Half the time, he's not even doing it for him. He's hashtag doing it for Jamie. Okay?
I hope Zach and Brian comments on this. I
hashtag
hope you are
doing it for Jamie.
Take your shirt off. I'm just saying.
If he takes his shirt off, how are we going to see him?
Of your top half only, because the bottom half is inappropriate, unless you have an OnlyFans.
I'm not paying for his OnlyFans subscription.
I will. I'll take it out of our t-shirt. It's a write-off. That's a write-off.
I don't think it is.
All right, so let him down easy, or don't let him down.
Yeah, if you let somebody down for whatever reason, tell them exactly what your reason is. Like, I know a lot of moms out here are overstimulated. Yes. I get overstimulated every single freaking day. I have one child, and she is in my face constantly. And when she's not in my face, she wants to be in my face. And right now, we have the, I'm afraid of the dark. I'm afraid of my own shadow. I'm afraid of a tree outside. She wants to be next to me all the time.
It's weird, because she ain't afraid of those hands.
She can catch these hands.
She ain't afraid of them.
At five, she
knows that
knuckle
you are all
knuckle
talk.
Up, mother.
She knows.
Either way.
Soft.
I am soft. Either way, I feel like you can say, like, I'm really overstimulated. I've been touched out. You know, I just had to snuggle with my daughter on the sofa. Like, I cannot be touched. I don't want to be touched. I have no desire to be touched right now.
And that's a good discussion for your partner. I mean, this is a good learning opportunity for your partner, because that just means no right now because of these things. Mm-hmm. And that's your partner's opportunity to take charge and say, okay, what can I do to help? One, they will win because they might get lucky later. Mm-hmm. Two, you will win because they are your partner. They are there to support you, to hold you up when you've fallen down, right? All those, like, gooey things. Remember.
You're so sentimental.
Your
gooey,
daughter
gooey
would
things.
Win, right? Because she would get attention from somebody else, which
that's
is obviously
not exhausting.
Craving.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So It takes two, and if you are overstimulated, likely there is something your partner could have done, could be doing, could do to help you balance out, and then maybe they can get their dick wet later.
Also, I don't think it's a bad idea to have a plan. Say, like, tonight is really not a good night, but the kids will be gone tomorrow. Or
now I feel like you're talking to me. You're looking right at me and said kids, plural.
I'm talking to you, bitch.
Well, they won't be gone tomorrow. And they're having friends over, so we definitely can't bang tomorrow night.
Okay, just listen to what I'm saying before you say no. Again, you are the owner of a sexual podcast.
Oh.
But just say, you know what, tonight I'm not feeling it because, you know, maybe I'm on my period or whatever reason.
Dry as a bone.
Yeah.
I got a hemorrhoid flared up.
Exactly. Whatever reason it might be, but just say, like, in 2 days, the kids won't be here. They're going over to my mom's house. Let's plan on really doing it big that night.
But what if he fucks up between now and then?
Ooh. Then that's
exactly.
That's when you have to bring it back to him the next time when he was like, okay, well, first of all, you could start by sexting him. Or if he sexts you, you open those communication lines and be like, I'm excited for tonight. But if you say, like...
Maybe I should start snapping Chris Taylor.
Yeah.
What if we didn't text? We just Snapchat.
You could.
That feels weird.
But then you could say, like, I'm excited for tonight, too, but I think you should know, at this point, the opportunity of the opportunities of you getting some pussy are low, low. Like, rock bottom prices.
So I'm going to need you to do some other shit.
Like, you need to get out there, chop that tree down, mow the lawn, and do some shit, and then I'll do some shit later.
And then I'll let you trim my bush.
No. You know what? Again, this is where I go back to the GoFundMe for Chris Taylor.
I see what you're saying.
I'm just saying, don't just say no, because there's always somebody else's feelings at play. I think that people, especially in 2023, think of sex as just getting off and not being intimate. But I think at this point of you and Chris Taylor's relationship, that he's not really caring about sex because he's trying to get you to write his face. I'm not sure why he loves you. Okay?
This pussy is powerful. Okay? You might be a unicorn holistically, but apparently my shit's delicious.
Yeah!
I don't know what to tell you. I do think you're absolutely right about the intimacy thing, because Chris Taylor is not a physical touch person in general, but he wants intimacy, like when we have sex. So
most people do crave intimacy, and I think that at this point Chris Taylor knows how to get you in the mood, so that's why he was like, if this is my one trick I got up my sleeve.
One hell of a trick, my friend.
Is Chris Taylor a one trick pony?
He's a munch. He's my munch. Also my husband.
I don't think they're...
So then I don't think he can just be my munch.
No.
But I'm just saying.
He's really going to be your munch if you guys start having sex in the middle of the day. You're just going to call
him. I can't wait. What if I showed up on a Zoom meeting and my hair was all disheveled? Oh, my God. My boss probably listening to this.
I hope so. I really hope so.
All right. So find a nice, easy way. Try to say yes.
Try to.
I think that's the first. Yeah. Try to say yes. If you must say no.
Explain yourself.
And have a plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if it's no today, tell me why it's no today. So explain yourself for whatever reason.
Explain yourself.
And then come back on the plan. It might not be today. It might not be tomorrow. You can be like, hey.
And partners, you might have to do something to help with the plan as well.
Aunt Flo is in town right now. You might be surprised by your boyfriend's reaction or your husband's reaction. You know, some people say the Crimson Tide didn't stop nothing.
That's right. Period didn't stop nothing but a sentence.
Exactly. Lay a towel down.
Plastic shower curtain down.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say towel.
I'm thinking about those vinyl tablecloths, okay? You can get them after every season on clearance. Just lay that bad boy down.
Mm-hmm, and just go to town. So if he's saying it doesn't bother me, then you say, okay, if it don't bother you, it don't bother me, and then you take it to Pound Town.
Plus, it's a little extra juicy down there.
You know, you got a one-trip ticket to paradise. I've got...
Paradise by the Dashboard Light. We got a lot of paradise songs.
Okay, either one.
All right, folks, you heard it here. That's how you shut it down.
Politely, of course. Bye.
See you next Tuesday. It's not actually Tuesday.
It's not.
This comes out like once a month.
It's not Tuesday.
It's never Tuesday, I don't think.
God.
All right. Let's see.
Please feel free to reach out to us if you want to be a guest on our show or if you have topic ideas. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and on YouTube. Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe. See
you guys next time.
Bye, guys.